Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Talk about whatever's on your mind. I'll give you the number here after the phone lines are clear, if everyone has a phone line open. It's Mark with you.
Henry Ring.
Let's go directly to the phone lines. It's Johnny Ray calling in, wants to talk about William Norman Gregg. Johnny Ray?
Thank you, Mark. Yep, I'm here. Yeah, he was a poet. He died tragically in 2017, but he also, with Scott Horton and probably some others, co-founded the Libertarian Institute. If you are familiar with his work, then I don't need to say any more. He's brilliant. And if you're not, I strongly recommend you go over to the Libertarian Institute or freedominourtime.blogspot.com. Check out his material. He was a podcaster. He's got a huge archive of writings and recordings. He was indefatigable. But I have a call to action for anybody who does have audio of Will Gregg. They at the Libertarian Institute have lost some of his most important pieces, including a piece about the Oklahoma City bombing, which is lurid, surreal, a piece called Two Kinds of Trump Derangement Syndrome, which is useful for you and probably many of your friends. That is a call to action to anyone like me. I think I'm going to dust off an old tablet and see if I can send that in.
So if you have any of this audio, then where do people send it?
I would say go to the Libertarian Institute's website and just hit the contact the contact button. Scott Horton himself will reply if my experience is any indication.
This is Scott Horton from Anti-War Radio.
Yes, another strong mind.
Anything else you want to touch on, Johnny?
Yes, there is. Thank you, Mark. I wanted to ask, I'd heard that Ian had was going to be afforded bail of some kind. He was going to be able to bail himself out. That's correct, yes?
So, yes, the bail order has been issued. I have sent it around a little bit. I wouldn't know where to tell people to find it. Perhaps you could go to thecrypto6.com. If they don't have it up there on the website at thecrypto6.com, perhaps you can write them a contact, and maybe they'll post it up there. But, yeah, I saw the bail order. Basically, Ian is going to likely be out in the early part of the week coming, unless the bureaucracy grinds more slowly than I expected. I kind of hoped that he'd be out Thursday or Friday of last week, and that did not happen. But it would be real nice to see him out. But I'm unfortunately directly mentioned in the bail order as not being he's not allowed to talk to me. So we're not communicate is the term. So, you know, I don't expect a telephone call when he does get out. I'll probably have to hear it from someone else.
Okay, but it would still be useful to send books to nobody, as it were?
Yes. So nobody, formerly known as Rich Paul, is currently at the same jail in different accommodations, and he does have a bail hearing coming up, but he has not been afforded bail up to this point. I hope the best. I wouldn't be able to say one thing or the other as far as how that's going to go. So, yes, everybody wants books when they're in jail.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I'm going to send Rich some books, and I was going to send Ian some too, but I just kept putting it off. If you're out there and you're like me, don't put it off. Do it today, because those guys, I tell you what, when Rich Paul when he was interrogated by the FBI, and they told him that he was going to get a life sentence, or he could put on a wire and, you know, record me and other people. And he said, forget it. I'm not going to do that. Not many people do that. Rich Paul is a silly son of a gun sometimes in my eyes, but he's always going to be my hero for that. And so if you've had the idea to send any of these guys some aid and comfort books, I'm going to send him some science fiction books, because I know he loves the classics. Then don't wait. Do it.
Indeed. Thank you for the call, Johnny. The number, 603-283-6160. Thank you for the call, Johnny Ray. 603-283-6160. Let's go to Major Payne, calling in from Michigan. Major Payne, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, good evening, Mr. Mark and Harry. Or is it Henry?
Henry. Henry, thanks.
Henry. Hey, my grandpa was Harry, so it was an honest mistake. Yeah, I want to agree with Henry on one thing and disagree with him on another. He said Orange Man was bad for causing the China virus. Well, I don't recall anybody going around and killing Spaniards when the Spanish flu was around, or picking out the biggest Mexican because he was probably of Spanish descent.
This is Wait a minute, what did I say?
Orange Man bad
for causing the China virus.
Oh, okay. Because then you were talking about killing people, and I thought I didn't confuse him with that.
I think the question was is that, you know, were Spaniards being targeted when the Spanish flu, the, you know, 1918 flu was going around? So why weren't they being targeted?
Yeah.
Okay. They were?
Yeah, actually, it was named differently. They changed the name to Spanish to avoid where it was really originating.
Well, that was in the United States.
Well, I didn't know I was going to be called for these details.
Yeah, I can't remember what city it was, but it originally.
I will have an answer in momentarily.
Anything else?
I know our boys brought it back from World War I, and they were overseas, so it was definitely an overseas virus. My whole thing.
Yeah,
is
that part's correct, but there is a reason why they.
Because of the degradation of American societies, why they're getting little Chinese women getting thumped. Not because of the China virus or whatever it's called, you know. They could have called it the Kung Flu.
Kung Fu Flu. What else did you want to talk about? Oh, I thought you had two things.
Oh, yeah. The other thing was that I agree with him on the chemtrails. And this is a multi-pronged attack on all the world, not just the American people.
What do you think they're doing up there? What are they spraying?
They're coal fly ash, basically heavy metals, mostly aluminum, and it interferes with your electrical capabilities of your own central nervous system.
Why would they do that?
They're trying to take us out, dude.
Why would they do that?
Because who knows? They don't have enough money, I guess.
I mean, the lieutenant colonel who's flying this airplane up there doesn't have kids.
These are remote
doesn't have grandkids.
Planes.
What?
No, these are supposedly remote control planes.
I have an alternate reason when we Captain Payne get it's Major Payne.
Major Payne. Thank you for the call.
I didn't mean to demote him.
I do appreciate it. we'll bump him up to a lieutenant colonel. Thank you for the call.
I actually have the Spanish flu origination, why they called it that. First observations of the illness and mortality were documented in the United States and Kansas.
That's what I thought. Kansas flu.
And then that was March of 1918, April, France, Germany, United Kingdom. To maintain morale, World War I censors minimized those reports. Newspapers were free to report the epidemic's effects in neutral Spain, such as the illness of their king.
I see.
And so, because they were an ally, they got tagged with the Spanish flu. So it really was to divert it to another ethnic group.
Well, I mean, so if you want to call Spaniards a different ethnicity, I suppose you can. But ultimately,
I think I just did. But
well, fine.
Anyway, let's go to the alternative result.
The alternative results of what?
Alternative reason.
For
the chemtrails.
Chemtrails. I want to hold off on that just one second.
Well,
we'll talk about
show.
That in the next segment. The number, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160 here on Free Talk Live. And you can call in and talk about anything you want, whether or not it's, you know, infectious diseases and all of them being racist, or whether or not they're spraying deadly chemicals from the sky trying to kill us all. I'm not entirely sure which one it is. But you can tell me. 603-283-6160. Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. Call in talk about whatever is on your mind. Well, why don't you wait until the phone lines are clear, actually. There will be at some point here in the relatively near future. It's Mark with you.
And Henry.
And Henry. Mark and Henry. And you can talk about whatever is on your mind. I want to thank the amplifiers. Specifically, I want to thank Chris Reitman, who is a silver amplifier. He's a one-time co-host here on Free Talk Live, too. And this just shows the kind of loyalty that we breed on Free Talk Live.
You paid him so much, he's got money to kick back? That's fantastic. I like the way this works.
Well, we did start paying at one point in relatively recent past. Give a few bucks for gas or something. So, anyway, thank you, Chris Reitman. Thank you to all the amplifiers. And if you'd like to become an amplifier, go to AMP. That's AMP, amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.
Are the silver amplifiers, are they like 55 and up? Is that like AARP or something?
A silver amplifier, you know, libertarians love metal, right? It doesn't matter whether it's lead for their bullets or whether it's aluminum or whatever it is. They just like metal. So we started with silver, gold, and platinum as the levels of amplifiers. And silver is a $5 a month subscriber, and that's what we ask. And so please go to amp.freetalklive.com. Let's go to David calling in from New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, they love the metal. It's meddlers.
Meddlers. What's on your mind? David. David going once. Captain, do we have an audio issue going on with David here? I'm going to put... Oh, I think I pushed the wrong button. David?
We might just have a...
That sounds better. That sounds a whole lot better. That must be Mark working the buttons there, huh?
Hey, look. If you put a Rube in charge of the buttons, expect problems. Captain,
Rube,
this is your fault.
Hang on, David.
I just want to let you know, too, that Robert, if you're out there listening, go ahead, give a call back. I believe I accidentally hung up on you.
Ah, perhaps it was. Anyway, David, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I wasn't picturing Rube. I was picturing a monkey there running the... But anyway, so I would tell you that I'm listening to you on KIVA, but the owner, Eddie Aragon, has banned me for like the fifth time. I won't tell you that I'm listening on KIVA tonight.
He didn't ban you from listening, did he?
Oh, what?
He didn't ban you from listening.
No, he banned me from talking because he doesn't like my talk.
Okay.
Again.
Well,
yeah.
It seems like you've managed to have this happen in quite a few radio stations across New Mexico.
Oh, man, it's nonstop. I was actually calling about another one. You know the drunk I was talking about last night? The drunk on the radio?
Yeah.
I won't name him tonight because he was pushing me out yesterday, but I busted him on defaming me, and so now he's nice to me again, letting me talk on his radio again, so I won't name them, but that's what I wanted to talk about. But hey, don't be dissing those A-bombs, man. My cousin Ernest Orlando Lawrence built those suckers, and I live right across. What?
In Los Alamos.
No. Well, Oppenheimer was up in Los Alamos, but they tested it down at right across the street from me over there. If they blew it up today, I could watch it go off right on the White Sands Missile Range, right across the street over there.
Seems like something that would be bad. Do you run a Geiger counter there at the house?
No. I only got three arms and several extra legs and stuff. I don't worry about it, man. Don't worry about it. So, yeah. Anyway, this radio dude that I won't name because I'm not trying to bust his cojones anymore because he did the right thing, but it was pretty funny. We had a knockdown dragout on the radio today for a whole over an hour. Of a 50,000-watt station I tied up by having all of his callers call in and discuss how much they hate me. He even took a poll as to whether they should kick me and Sarah. Sarah, too. Sarah was in on this. Of course, she was on my side. Whether they should ban me and Sarah from this radio program. And all the callers wanted to get rid of me like all your callers do, except the host. He kept defaming me in the legal sense of the word, literally defaming me with things that were not false and that I could prove in court were not false. And so I called up and counseled him on that, on his defamation, and he reconsidered his position and agreed he would let me call as normal in spite of the overwhelming call from his listenership to ban myself and Sarah.
You know, this idea of banning a particular caller, and Henry, on any of your shows, has this ever crossed your mind?
Well, there was a, this would have been back around 2005. We held a tribunal on one, and he was a an unauthorized caller after that. We found him guilty.
They found him guilty, so yeah, when he called, his calls were...
It's, you know, it's 15-plus years ago now, so it was...
So people will often call, complain about people who call regularly, and I get emails all the time about...
Oh, we had a lot of those.
Yeah, complaining about people who call regularly. But my thought on it...
Oh, he was accused of being a talk radio terrorist. That's what it was. Then we have the tribunal on him.
Okay.
Jim Delgado, who you know, defended him, but to no avail.
Well,
I was the judge.
I don't trust juries, whether they're put together in courtrooms.
Oh, we didn't need no jury.
Okay. Well... what my thought is if you don't want me to take the calls of the regulars, call in at 603-283-6160. Right now, we have a limited number of phone lines, and so if you call in, then David can't. And otherwise, David's going to call in, and I think David can be a very good caller. And, you know, obviously there's times, topics that maybe people don't want to hear about, but that's true with every caller. Let's go to Robert calling in from South Carolina. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live.
Okay, I just wanted to let you know that the Spanish flu originated in Kansas. Our troops actually took it to Europe, spread it around, and then it got worse and worse. And then when they slowly came back, then they brought it back with them, and then they spread it around here, and that's how it got to the United States. And I don't know if you were aware of that, but in any case, I also wanted to...
Well, we looked it up during the break, actually, Robert, so I have nothing to say that is false about what you just said. I have nothing to say to refute what you just said.
It was hard to social distance in the trenches, too.
Well, probably, but it's also hard. I mean, more troops until I think it was World War I, maybe it was, you know, somewhere Franco-Prussian, I'm not entirely sure, somewhere in that time frame, more troops would always die from diseases from being in close quarters and, you know, pooping in odd places and their water being contaminated.
Gangrene.
All that stuff, than they would from actual battle. And
yes, you're right. And also, yeah, the other thing, interesting thing about the First World War, it had massive... And numbers of people who died because of the war. It was a war of attrition. They were basically out there to kill each other, and then they put new people in the trenches, and then they would kill each other, and they put more new people in the trenches, and they would kill each other. And it was literally a war of attrition. It was a horrible, horrible war because the objective was just to keep wiping each other out. I don't know, to reduce the population, but that's what they call a war of attrition. Yes, the First World War was exactly that. And the other thing I wanted to point out is that with regard to the children who were dying, like in Southern California and Yuma Linda and Route 55, in Southern California, you know, they spend a vast amount of money to install those four-lane divided highways. My father was a design engineer.
I don't know what you're talking about. Hold the line here, Robert. We'll find out here on Free Talk Live. 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813. 813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken will head to the Middle East this week for talks to try and strengthen the ceasefire between Israel and Hamas.
He tells ABC's This Week that the White House's quiet diplomacy efforts helped take the first step needed to end the conflict.
It was critical to get to the ceasefire, and President Biden's focus on relentless, determined, but quiet diplomacy is what got us to where we needed to be, which is to get the violence ended as quickly as possible, to stop more human suffering, and to at least put ourselves in a position to make a turn, to make a pivot, to building something more positive. That has to start now.
And 14 people were killed Sunday after a cable car accident in Italy. Authorities say the car fell nearly 50 feet as it was transporting passengers from the resort town of Stresa up a nearby mountain. At least one child is among the dead. Another, an Israeli national, is hospitalized and in critical condition. Investigators are still searching for the cause of the accident. This is USA Radio News. With many state and local COVID protocols being rolled back, movie theaters are the latest businesses to reopen after months of shutdown, with many operating at reduced capacities and enforcing social distancing rules. One former health official says that people will have to begin to take their own steps to protect themselves in the next stage of the pandemic. Former FDA Commissioner Dr. Scott Gottlieb tells CBS's Face the Nation that people will now need to make individual assessments of their risk.
If you're unvaccinated, you're going to be at higher risk. If you're in a high prevalence area where there's still a lot of infection, you're going to be at higher risk. If you have a pre-existing medical condition, that could put you at higher risk because you're either immunocompromised because of medicine you might be on, or you have a risk factor like heart disease or lung disease, you're going to be at higher risk as well. So I think people may need to make individual assessments of their risk as they make judgments about what they should and shouldn't be doing, like wearing a mask in an indoor setting, and also judging the setting. If it's a sort of, you know, crowded setting with a very mixed population, you don't know a lot of the people, that's different than, you know, getting together in a household where you know a lot of people are vaccinated.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. Call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. Mark with you.
And Henry.
There is an open phone line, so I'm not just advertising, you know, a busy signal. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Just before we left, there was Robert in South Carolina was calling in about, I don't know what, young people being killed on highways in California, Robert?
Yes, the six-year-old boy. Actually, they think it was road rage. The bullet came through the back of the trunk and hit the little boy when he was in his little seat that his mom had in the car for him, you know, to protect him in case of an accident. And I just want to say that there are three ways in which we could improve upon that situation. Most people don't realize it, but one of the ways is that I know in Germany we solved a few crimes in Africa from Germany because we have telescopes that are used for deep space observation in Germany, and they can be turned in the other direction. As a matter of fact, some of them are pointed in the other direction. In other words, down.
Robert, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Yeah, I mean, you sound like a man that has a lot of compassion, a lot of empathy for people, a lot of passion about the things that are important for you. How did you become that way?
I don't know. I think I was born that way.
Well, no, I think probably when you were born you weren't able to talk and you really didn't hear anybody at first. But there must be some time. Let me rephrase the question. When were you first aware of something that struck you as unjust or tragic that you can remember?
I don't know, but I can tell you that injustice always motivated me, and more than anything else. I know that. As a matter of fact, I've had a very good sense of justice since I was a little child. I remember I was about 14 years old one time, and my father, stepfather, who was about 55 years old at the time, there was a terrible accident in South Hills, New York, where a motorcyclist was very seriously hurt. His leg was severely hurt, and he was bleeding to death. And so I said to my father, if I were there, I would have had him brought to the other hospital in Suffern, New York, instead of in Tuxedo, New York. I mean, I would have him brought to Tuxedo, because Suffern, it would have been a better hospital, but I wouldn't have been able to get there in time to save him. So my father said, well, the ambulance driver would have stopped you, because he wanted to bring him to Suffern. So I said, well, I would have punched him out, I mean, hit him in the head, and then brought that guy to the hospital in Tuxedo, where they could have saved his life in time. Oh, he said, that would have been against the law. So I said, yeah, but it would have saved the guy's life. Oh, he said, you can't do that legally. So I said, yes, you could. So anyhow, he went to the judge, and he asked the judge, what do you think? The judge, William B. Armstrong in Greenwood Lake, New York, and the judge said to him, yeah, your stepson is right, because punching the guy in the face or hitting him over the head or whatever to save the motorcyclist's life would have been okay. That would have been perfectly legal. In other words, and I studied law in Dresden, Germany, years later, and they were of the same opinion. In other words, Roman law would have agreed upon that. So I had a very good sense of justice right at the beginning.
I thought we would find that out if we gave you a chance.
Okay.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. There was very
so
experience up
you're proposing today. To turn satellites in to watch what happened on the freeway in California?
Yes, they can do that. You see, they already have a recording of that, I'm sure, in Germany, because what they do is they observe the whole Earth, and they have high-definition filming. And the United States has that, too.
I believe you. What's the other proposal?
Well, there are two other proposals. One of them is to have cameras that should be installed. They have very, very expensive four-lane divided highways. As I was saying at the beginning, my father designed airports, bridges, roadways, and tunnels, and he told me that the autobahns in America are designed actually for 90 miles an hour. But the fact of the matter is that those are very, very expensive roads, those four-lane divided highways. And if they have enough money to put in four-lane divided highways like that, they should at least have a little bit of money left over so that they could employ cameras. Now, the cameras don't even have to be linked up together. They could be completely independent, but just very well secured, and they could observe relatively long stretches of highway.
I read some science fiction novel about the government and a bunch of cameras. I'm not entirely sure what that was. What was the plan?
The third possibility is bullet resistance. In Germany, they have 10 levels of bullet resistance. They make cars bullet resistance in Karlsruhe, and the objective is to make the bullet resistant so you cannot observe it from the outside. A lot of times they put it inside the glove compartment. If you open the glove compartment, it'll tell you whether they'll have a number 1 through 10. And if one is the least bullet resistance and 10 is the most bullet resistance, for a bullet resistance car.
I'm stunned by this, Robert. Are you saying that in Germany all cars are rated as to how bullet resistant they are?
Just the ones that are bullet resistant, that are made bullet resistant. You can order them bullet resistant.
Well, you can go on eBay and find like three or four of those. I mean, in the whole nation, there's not too many cars that have any kind of bullet resistance. Basically, the engine block, if you happen to hit that with a bullet, that's about it. I mean, bullets fly through cars.
The limousine company I drove for all these years ago had a car that had belonged to the Sultan of Brunei that was bulletproof.
Yeah, but they did. And it probably got
took
10
forever.
Miles a gallon.
Took forever to stop.
Thank you for the call, Robert. When it comes to road rage, I used to be one of those drivers that wanted to get somewhere as badly as possible and those sorts of things. And I guess I, over time, observed that, pretty much I'm going to end up at the stoplight, the same stoplight as the guy who's just jumping on the gas and going and getting all upset. And it doesn't really matter that much. That maybe he's in the stoplight ahead. So what? That if you're on a short trip.
So since you can't drive as well as them, you gave up.
I'm not sure they're driving. I was driving well or they are. In fact, what I just decided was speeding is just a tax for people who don't have enough patience, and that cops are sitting around waiting to give you a ticket. And I don't want to meet extra cops.
You don't get
cops.
That rush when you put you on the accelerator?
You can get that rush on some road where they're not going to be. If you've got a fast car.
But that's not where you are.
Yes, I understand. You do it every time. You're just wasting gas and wasting everybody's time.
But if you do it in a Tesla, it'll go even faster and you'll get a bigger rush.
Yeah, I was in a Tesla and it was terrifyingly fast, really quite fast. Yeah, admittedly, I'm no fan of driving. So, you know, these people are like, hey, I love myself a manual so that I can't hold my cell phone or a beverage or whatever it is that they're, you know, they've got. I don't get it. But my opinion is take it easy back there. Nothing's changing. If you're on a drive that's a half an hour or less long, you can't even get to where you're going 1 minute more quickly.
Now, and it's harder to text when you're going that fast.
That's exactly right. Being on the fire department, I can tell you there's lots of single vehicle accidents that didn't used to exist, didn't happen nearly as often. If there's a single vehicle accident, the first thing you think is texting. The second thing you think is alcohol. And
well, if they didn't happen before, maybe it's medical marijuana.
It could be, but a lot of people are blaming it on bees in the car. Yeah, they saw that, what is it, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, and they thought,
those are some old people.
Yeah. Well, it's just turned into a good excuse. They don't want to say, I was texting my friend and I ran into this tree. So they say, there was a bee in the car. Well, whatever. Pay attention. Believe me, the texting doesn't matter either. You can stop off and text her. You can get to text when you get there. It's just not that important. I do think that obviously you need to be able to hold your phone so you can see the mapping program or what's going on. But I think one of the problems with these laws that are intended to protect us, supposedly, from ourselves, is that you don't hold your phone right up there in front where you can see the road and the phone all at the same time. You hold it down in your lap because if a cop sees you holding your phone, you're going to get a ticket. So I have one of these things that holds the phone up on the dashboard, but not everybody has taken the time.
Well, you know, Tesla will eventually be tied into the Neuralink that Musk is working on, and then everything will be solved.
Well, it does. I can see why people are scared of that, but, I'm waiting for this day that, in fact, I get a new hard drive in my brain, because the one that I've got doesn't work very well.
As long as I get the upgrades free, I'm there with you.
Well, they're not going to be free. Nothing's free. If it's free, Henry, you're the product.
Oh.
It's like Facebook.
Well, that's okay. I can be working while I'm getting my good stuff.
Yeah, well, then you get the ads.
Yeah, I got a lot of brain that can be utilized there.
Ads right in the middle of your thought. The number, 603-283-61.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. Talk about whatever's on your mind. I can still squeeze you in. The number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Henry, we have to pay the T's. And earlier, that's radio terminology. You familiar with it? 10-4, good buddy?
Yes, I'm here.
we were talking about... What do you call it when you spray things from the clouds? Chemtrails. That's
chemtrails,
right?
Yeah.
Right. And you appear...
People like to compare them or call them contrails. Those were things from an earlier generation. That was the baby boomer generation. We had contrails in the sky.
Horse crap. No.
Yeah,
planes still,
we did.
Jets still make little ice crystals.
Yeah, they're still contrails. But what you were talking about were the chemtrails, which really those correspond more with the millennial generation is when they appeared, or the Clinton administration. Or,
well, what I would say is that the chemtrails are to horses as unicorns. Chemtrails are to contrails as unicorns are to horses.
No, you can see... You don't see many unicorns. You see chemtrails all the time.
Let me explain to you what these are.
It's not something I came up with. It's not something people on the internet came up with. People have actually researched this. It's usually barium oxide is what settles to the ground underneath them. That isn't what comes out of contrails.
Right. Contrails would be ice. And so let's presume that this is true. The gentleman.
Well, we don't have to presume it's true.
Hold on. The gentleman called in, and he said that they were dropping heavy metals.
I don't hear what he said.
To making people
I'm here to tell you research that is true and has been actually carried out in a scientific manner.
Tell me.
There have been news organizations, not at the national level, at the regional level. For example, Shreveport, Louisiana, the Fox affiliate there, has done local water testing because their people saw so many chemtrails overhead that they kept asking the newspaper service, what is this? And finally, the newspaper. See, now I'm falling into an old generational trap. Now, in the television station there, the local television station, the television station actually did a legitimate news story on it, and they even went farther than some of the other news stations like the NBC affiliate in Los Angeles that did a two-part series on it, they got water testing done, and what they found was barium oxide.
So now, they had done water testing previously before the supposed spraying had occurred, and they knew that the barium oxide levels...
There was a control group.
Okay, great.
But actually, they did it immediately after the chemtrails would settle. Because if you stay in a, if there isn't much drift, it's going to come down basically what it's overhead.
All right, so they're spraying that...
They did a follow-up story where they checked patents that were, I don't know the methodology they used, but they found a patent for putting barium oxide particles or aluminum oxide particles in the sky as a weather modification invention.
Well, they were seeding the clouds when I was a kid in order to, I don't know, stop rain from going to Cuba or something.
Well, there's a lot of history of weather modification. We've had billion-dollar budgetary line items in our federal budget for that, and so have other countries. George W. Bush, actually, when he was asked about climate change, he recited some things, and he said we can put metal particles up in the sky. So there is that. And now, the more exotic explanation, and I have no evidence of this other than the people have offered this, is it's a defensive against electromagnetic pulse. I think it's more likely and more reasonable to think it's weather modification.
I would think that all the talk about global warming that they might be trying... one of the theories when it comes to global warming is to put enough shiny stuff in the sky in order to reflect the heat.
Wouldn't it be great if we could get a twofer, though? Reflect the sunlight and protect against electromagnetic pulse?
I suppose. Where would this electromagnetic pulse come from?
Well, a simple way of doing it would be to explode a nuclear bomb offshore and then let it roll through. But there's other electromagnetic pulse weapons that evidently have been developed, too.
But that's like wearing your bulletproof vest to your work at the law.
Well, I don't really think. I think it's the basic impetus to it is weather modification.
All right. So
one of the greatest weather modification experiments, because I back in the mid-2000s, I did a lot of interviews about this, is someone had the idea that to keep a hurricane mitigated, to put the material that's in baby diapers into the atmosphere and to absorb the excess moisture.
All right.
And
how'd that go?
They tried that off the southeast coast of Florida, and what they wound up with was a bunch of material that looked like old baby diapers rolling in on the beaches of Fort Lauderdale.
That's what it sounds like would happen, exactly. I bet it absorb moisture in the water. So let's go to the phones here. We got Steve calling in from Washington. Steve, you're on Free Talk Live with Henry and Mark.
All right. Have a good one, guys.
All's well. What's on your mind?
LRN.FM.
Got a dump him out here. Sorry, buddy. Henry, I don't know what he was going to talk about other than they seem to see chemtrails in Washington.
Well, the interviews I've done, and they first started appearing around Wright-Patterson Air Force Base or Air Strip in Airport, I should say, in Ohio, and then they were seen more frequently throughout the Clinton administration. And they've seen all around the industrial world now.
So it just goes on under any administration. Nobody wants to talk about it. Why are they hiding it if it's just weather modification, if it's just protecting from global warming?
They haven't explained that part to me. I don't know why they do. Well, there's lots of stuff that our government does that we don't get to hear about. But actually, I think there has been a difference in frequency of it. You see it during the Bush administration is when I first, George W. Bush, I saw a different frequency depending on the years in the Obama administration. I think under the Trump administration I saw less, but I saw it all the way through. And since the Biden administration, I've seen even more of it.
So Trump was protecting us from the chemtrails?
No, I'm not going to say that. I just saw less frequency.
Why wouldn't Trump just go ahead and say,
I don't
this
make
is what they're talking about?
Wild hypotheses. I just tell you my observations.
I hear you. Well, my observations are there were contrails and chemtrails are the same thing.
Contrails dissipate.
You know, you say that, but I remember being 4 years old at the preschool over in Palmetto.
How old would that be?
What's that?
What year would that be?
1975.
Okay.
Over at the preschool in Palmetto. I couldn't find it now, but, you know, every once in a while somebody will talk about it here. And... you know, there would be contrails. They explained what contrails were to us.
Right.
They're clouds created by the airplanes.
Okay.
When the air goes through the engine, it gets compressed and squished down, and it comes out that turns into ice crystals, and it makes a cloud that goes, and then the cloud would spread, and it could get wide. And so I say contrails do all kinds of different things. Some of them would stay.
This is your four-year-old memory.
Well, contrails continued on. We've had contrails since I was born.
All through the 70s, I remember contrails eventually dissipating. They would spread out, but they dissipate.
Oh.
They didn't hang as like this gauze across the sky through the whole horizon.
I don't know what to say. I mean, I can't. You're paying more attention to the sky than I am.
See, I first was drawn attention to this Hurricane Katrina. I had a caller call up and say, "Well, did you see the photo that he sent the email of the chemtrail in the middle of the storm?" And I'm like, "Oh, get off my show! I don't want to hear about this stuff." Until I was driving around Tampa Bay in the open panorama that is 360 degrees and saw it being done repeatedly.
One of the things that I hear is that people in cities report chemtrails far more often than people in the country.
I would know.
And that's because more people fly into cities. Like, you're going to Tampa. Tampa, there's a lot more flights into Tampa than there are into Sarasota. And so, you know, you just have more contrails in Tampa because there's more planes.
But when you're on a commercial flight path, they stack the planes above, and the flight paths are going upwards. They don't run them parallel beside each other, and they don't have them crossing each other, which is what you see.
I have seen planes cross. When I've been in the sky, I've seen, oh, look, there's a plane.
Chemtrails cross, I'm saying.
Right, but I'm saying I've seen a plane, a passenger jet, crossing the passenger jet I'm in. You know, it's higher or lower, and it's probably 1,000 feet up or down, and I'm sure that the good folks in the control tower are doing their job. At least I hope so. I got to say, it's a terrifying thing just to
see. I've seen planes out on Tampa Bay when I've been out on a boat out there where it was a clear sky and I had a very good look.
Were you out on the boat investigating chemtrails?
It was just a social thing. And the engines were on the wings of the plane.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business.
So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.